Hear these words from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. God has a great sense of humor, doesn't He? Here I was thinking I was going to slide through because I knew that Mr. Adams was going to be singing. But I also knew it was going to be during the offertory. That would give y'all time to calm down. And then God goes, "Ha! Watch this." And so He puts the choir up here. It's a good thing we're not Baptists because some of y'all were dancing. You know what one of my favorite things to do is? Make y'all wonder what I'm up to. One of the greatest joys in life is being unpredictable. One of the greatest joys for me is being unpredictable. I'm not going to tell you. So, this morning, I show up in a suit and tie. Yes, I know it shocked everyone here. Except for those of you that have never seen me before. And I figure some of you were... Some of y'all know because I told you, but some of y'all are still trying to figure out why. I figure some of you are thinking that because we have homecoming, he wants to look presentable. I had many of you ask me who dressed me this morning. I've sold my tie 3 or 4 times. So would y'all really like to know why I'm wearing a suit? Wayne took me fishing yesterday, and I was wearing shorts. And so my knees are redder than the carpet that used to be in here. And when I got up this morning and I pulled out clothes to put on, I thought, nope, that's not going to work on my knees. So I figured, okay, what kind of loose pants do I have? But I don't look or feel half as bad as this one does. Because he went sleeveless. So our scripture this morning talks about being a light. One of my favorite scriptures. Because it basically gives us a view and instructions on how we're supposed to live Christian lives. So many times, we are places where we can look at someone and we wonder. Okay, so have you ever been around someone and later found out that they were a Christian? You had no clue that they were a Christian before because they never exhibited any Christian activity or anything like that. Now, I'm not saying that they acted one way in public and another way. It's just they didn't let their light shine. And then you find out later, oh, wow, I didn't know they were Christian. You ever done that?
Yes.
I have. we're supposed to, according to our Scripture, let our light shine. So, what does that mean? What does it mean to shine? So, I'm going to give you a little spelling lesson here. The S in shine stands for strange. People don't know how to take a Christian. And the stranger we are, the more interest we draw. I'll give you an example. You're at Walmart. And a kid cries. On the other side of the store. What goes through your mind? I wonder what that child is crying about. Did mom not give him the toy that he wanted? Does he want out of the buggy? You see, those strange happenings cause us to think. It causes us to wonder what's happening. And you see, Christians are strange to the world because we don't march to the same beat of the drum. We're just a little bit different. Or we should be. You see, we don't have the same motive. We shouldn't have the same drive as the world does. Our drive, our motive is Christ. And Christ always marched to a different drum. He was strange to the status quo. Just think about the Pharisees when they first met Jesus and saw Jesus at 12 years old. He was strange. Here's a 12-year-old that's quoting Scripture back to us. A 12-year-old telling us what the prophets are saying in these Scriptures. It was strange that he went to the river to be baptized by John. John's response was, I shouldn't be baptizing you, you should be baptizing me. When Jesus preached in his ministry, people were at awe that he had the knowledge that he had. When Lazarus died, and he walked and stood before Lazarus' tomb, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. Even his own disciples kind of looked at him strangely. But the strangest thing was when they laid him in that tomb, and 3 days later couldn't find him. So we should be strange. The next word, or the next letter, H. H stands for happy. One of the things that just gets my goat every time is when you see a Christian that looks like they lost their favorite dog. They walk around with this frown on their face and they just, Jesus had something to say about that too. When you fast, when you pray, when you give, don't draw attention to yourself like you are dying, but be joyful. Folks, we have the greatest happiness anyone could ever want. We have a promise from God that we have eternal life. If that doesn't make you happy, you need to re-examine your life. We're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to have fun. Nowhere in Scripture does it say, once you accept Christ, you got to walk around like somebody shot your brother. Because God changes all of that. I imitate Christ. How many of you are imitating Christ? Don't raise your hands. I don't want you to embarrass me, because I'm not. I try, but I'm not quite there yet. I still have a few hang-ups. There's people I don't like. There's things that I do that I'm not supposed to. There's words that I say that I shouldn't say. Sometimes I salute with the wrong hand. I'm not there yet. But that's what we strive for as Christians, and that is to imitate Christ. We want to be perfect like Christ. That's our ultimate goal. End. What do you think end stands for? I had trouble with it too. Never. Never. Never ending. Never ceasing. Never giving up. Never giving in. As Christians, we should never, never want to go back to where we were. We should never stop sharing our story. As Christians, we should never give up on a brother or sister that it needs Christ. We should never turn our back on someone else. Why? E stands for eternal. We have eternal life. And we should want others to have eternal life. Because you see, God promised us that when He comes back again and eternity kicks in, we get a whole new everything. I get a new face. I get new hair. I get a new stomach, one that you can't see. Eternity means being with God forever. Think about that. Forever. Forever. Sometimes the word forever scares us. You want me to prove it to you? You're my wife forever. Boy, if that don't scare you, I don't know what does. But forever is beyond imagination. Beyond anything we could ever fathom. So you shine. Here's a test for you. I want you to do this. This next week, I want you to try this. Everywhere you are, everywhere you go, everything you do, I want you to smile. I don't care whether your coffee was so strong there wasn't enough carnation milk to weaken it. I don't care if you have a flat tire. I don't care. Period. I want you to smile. And a great place to do that is at Walmart. And here's why. Here's why. There's a lot of people that go to Walmart, right? I mean, I see all kinds of people at Walmart. I see some of y'all and y'all avoid me. But if you walk around with a smile on your face, I want you to pay attention to the looks you get from other people. It's priceless because I've done it. You'll have people come in the sourest mood, and if you look them right square in the eye and smile at them, the first thing they do is they, in their mind, they stop and think, well, that person's just weird. But a little bit later, they start thinking, why were they smiling at me? Is there something on my face? What is it that caused that person to smile at me? It's because you're shining. You see, when you shine, you make people wonder what you've got. You ever thought about that? You make people wonder what you've got. Then they start wondering and wishing they weren't on the outside. Because you see, here's the thing. When you're on the outside, you have no clue how great it is on the inside. And they start wanting what you have. Because that's how we're made, right? We as human beings, we see something and we want it. So if I see a bunch of people that are happy and joyful, I want what they've got. I want to be like that. I want to know that whatever is going on in my life, I don't have to worry about because God's got it. I want to be happy. I want to smile when the times are the roughest. I want to be able to experience God in a way that I've never experienced Him before. I want to have joy. There are people living in the world today, your neighbors, your family members, that have no clue what true joy is because they've never seen it or experienced it. And you know why? It's because we, as Christians, have decided to hide our light under a bushel. Because we're afraid of what others might think of us. We're afraid of what they might say. Have you ever been called a fanatic? When I was a kid, I didn't know what that meant. But now that I'm a little bit older, call me a fanatic all you want. Because that proves that my light is not hidden under a bushel anymore. I want people to know that I'm a child of God. I want people to know that I've been saved. I want people to know that God leads my life. I want people to know that God is number one in my family. I want people to know that the true Redeemer has given me joy that's above anything else. You see, when we shine, we make them wonder what we have. But when we shine before all men, we let them see the good, and they can glorify God. When Jesus spoke this on the Sermon on the Mount, He was trying to get them to understand that you've got to get out of all of the things that bother you and look at the joy that God brings. And know that there's nothing in your life that God can't handle. Since I've been here, I've seen several wonderful miraculous things that have happened. I've seen little things. I've seen big things. But the one thing that I have seen the most is that a lot of times when those who are going through those rough times in their lives always have a smile on their face. And when you talk to them, the first thing out of their mouths is, I know God's got this. And I kind of take a step back and I think, wow, I wish I had faith like that. Thing is, the faith there, we just have to utilize it. And those people who show that faith are letting their light shine. So brothers and sisters, this next week, you have a task. The task is to remove that shroud or that basket or that bushel that has your light hidden. And make people wonder what you're up to. Because that becomes your opportunity to share God's love, forgiveness, and salvation with them. So when I'm at Walmart this week and I see you,
you won't see me.
Or if I show up at your dentist office, I want to see a smile. I want you to know what it means to give everything to God and smile. Because when you smile, you shine. And when you shine, you touch other lives. And when you touch other lives, God starts working. And when God starts working, there ain't no stopping. And God will start a revival more than the revival choir. But joy happens. And miracles happen. And you allow God to touch somebody else's life. Let's pray. Almighty and gracious God, how blessed we are to be in your presence. Father, we praise you for lighting a fire within us. Father, we thank you for all you do. And in those times of our lowest moments, Father, if we'll look to you and have the faith that you will take care of it, that will allow our light to shine even more. And when people see a light shine, they're attracted to it. And as they're attracted to it, they want it even more. Gracious God, we're so thankful to you that you have given us the joy that we need. Lead us this next week to bring a light into someone else's life that they might experience and bless you and praise you as we do. We pray it all in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.